This is Tony Kuipel sitting with Charlene, health educator at Camden AHAC, asking her a few questions in regards to COVID-19. So Charlene, do you think that in your experience, do you think that all communities have been treated equally during COVID? Were the populations who were favored over others?
I don't think it was more say favoritism. I just think that in terms of access, not all communities were given the same access based off of obviously zip codes and housing status, health insurance status and income. So if we're looking at communities in that spectrum, I would say no, they weren't served all equally, because again, depending on what you have or don't have, you may have had access to getting COVID screening. If you don't have access to anything, your resources were cut because we had to limit crowds or, for example, the shelters had to cut back on numbers due to social distancing or whatever restrictions we had in place or still have in place for that matter. So I think, no, they were not treated equally, not purposefully, but just in the realm of healthcare and social dynamics. If you don't have the resources or means to get access, you're not gonna, for example, just simply testing, you're not gonna get tested because you can't. And then your means of livelihood, whether it's food or housing, those were cut. So just based off the information I have, I don't believe communities were served equally throughout the pandemic or are still being served equally because there's a lack of resources for those who don't have resources, period.
So what do you think New Jersey could have done better?
I don't know. It's tough to say statewide because it's based off federal. So, I mean, if it were up to me, I think we could have tested everyone without restrictions. For example, I know we had some testing sites. You needed a prescription from a certain provider within a certain network. That's multiple hoops just to get screened. So I think if it was just screening for all, regardless of health insurance status or provider status, some individuals don't have a primary care physician to write a script. I think that could have been handled differently. But again, I don't know where those mandates are stemming from. I don't know if it's clinically that's what the hospitals were funded to do or if that's coming from the state. So I can't speak on that, but I think if there was a space, time, location for individuals who do not fall into that realm or spectrum can get tested. I just think testing for all, maybe we could have handled that differently.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.